June the 28th.
Okay.
County Commission, 9 a.m.
Yeah.
I didn't tell you that, Howard. It's 9 a.m.
9 a.m.?
Yeah. I don't know the exact time that they'll hear it, but they start at 9 a.m.
All right, that's the two rezonings, and now we've got 6 conditional use permits, with the first being proposed veterinary facility located at 379 Lynx Lane, Forsyth.
Okay, your applicants, Stephen Holland and Maren Harmon, are seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for a proposed veterinary facility on a parcel zoned as A1 agricultural. Stephen and Maren plan to construct a new facility for the current Taney County Veterinarian Service business that they currently have in the city of Forsyth. The veterinary services small animals, equine, production animals, as well as select exotic pets. The 38-acre parcel the new structure will be built on is part of an approximate 77 acres owned by the Hollands that was formerly the Taney County Golf Club, which was a 9-hole public golf course. The more recent use was as agriculture after closing of the golf course with the construction of a horse barn in 2010. Taney County Assessor currently shows 2 barns, 2 sheds, and a single-family residence on the parcel. So we got our staff recommendations for this conditional use permit 21001 as the follows, as following, unless revised by the Planning Commission: be compliance with the applicable provisions of the Taney County zoning regulations; 2, compliance letter from appropriate fire district, if applicable; on-site wastewater permit from Taney County Environmental Services Department, and any other entities which would have requirements governing a development of this nature. 3, this decision is subject to all existing easements. And 4, a commercial building permit will be required for all applicable structures. So here's Forsyth. This is where 176 goes towards Rockaway Beach. Subject parcels are highlighted here. Everybody know where we are? Tom, you got a feeling? Just north of Forsyth?
Yep.
So you can see where Lynx Lane takes east off of 160. Just zooming on, you can actually see the old golf course fairways. So here's our zoning map. And I'll bring that back up on Beacon. So there's the old foundation of the old clubhouse here that I think the upper floor had been torn off, but there's still a basement part. But here's the area of a proposed new facility. And there's that foundation you can see. So the facility would be built off to the right. Entrance into it. You can see the single family home back here. I didn't drive in there, so. Here's just a view of the proposed. Just a floor layout, just to show that he presented. And then here's a picture of the barn that was built. And then here's turned back. I just turned around from the previous pictures. And I took a few pictures as I was driving out. 160 is right here. This building here is actually across 160. You can see the stop sign. I think that was my last picture. So that I would turn it over to the applicant.
Hi, I'm Stephen. This is Maren. So yeah, we're at the point with our business that we're greatly outgrowing where we currently are, and we need to do something to better serve our community with what we're called to do.
Where are you currently located at?
Across from Yummy Donuts here in town, Southern Bank Yummy Donuts right in there.
Holden State office.
Krager's old office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything you want to add to the facility more than what Scott presented?
So it'll double the area that we have now as far as working area. The volume that we have now, our building can't keep up, so it'll help us be able to serve more clients. And then we're really excited it will also allow us to offer a haul-in facility for large animals. Obviously, we can't do that where we are now. So it'll allow us to treat horses, cattle, whatever, on site. We've already got the nice big barn that will allow us to do things like that, and then we've got plenty of room around it to where if we want to put a chute there or something like that, it'll really expand our large animal side of things as well as the small animal.
Why don't we see if anyone in the audience that's signed up to speak for the application? Anyone signed up opposed to the application? There is none. So any more questions? Another application that seems pretty straightforward and well thought out.
And then just to remind the Planning Commission, and I think you guys all know, but just for the public, conditional use permits do not change the zoning of a parcel. Conditional use permits are given for a specific use for the owner, and the parcel continues to be zoned as it currently is, but they would just have that use approval on that parcel. It's the same as the special use permits that you've approved in the past. County Commission will not hear these. You guys approve the conditional use permits, so any motion to approve or deny would be the final vote unless appealed to the Board of Adjustment, would be their next avenue.
Have a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you.
Thank
Next, we've got